Welcome back, everyone. This is Lindsay Watson with Influence Unplugged. I'm so excited to have you join us again. We have an amazing, wonderful, phenomenal trailblazer in the room, Miss Jacinth Headlam. Welcome, Jacinth.
Thank you for having me, Lindsay.
Absolutely. We're so excited. You know, it took us a while to get this planned because you've been so busy. So, Jacinth, you've been so busy and it's been amazing. Do you mind sharing with us a little bit about who you are and what your journey has been that's led you up to this point? And then we'll talk about what you're doing.
Absolutely. My name is Jacinth Headlam, and I am a film producer, actor. I work on air at QVC as a QVC model, but I'm also the CEO and founder of Innistar. So if you guys have been to the Innistar Trailblazer Awards, thank you.
Yeah.
And Jacinth Media Production, which helps authors write and publish their books and develop film.
That's amazing. You know what's so amazing? You said it like it was a regular degular job title. And it's so not. It's like multiple businesses, right? You're wearing so many hats. You're designing the hats too, by the way. Manufacturing.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Your table. Hello.
Well, this is Influence Unplugged, so we're just going to unplug all of it. So there are a couple of things you mentioned, but why don't we start with Innistar? Because that's probably what our listeners have either seen or heard about, or maybe, like you said, attended. Do you mind sharing a little bit more about that part of your life?
Absolutely. Well, Innistar is, I call it the home of the creatives. It's a nonprofit organization, 501c3. Mm-hmm. And in there, we evoked, try to do storytelling and just try to evoke healing and then restoration and empowerment through the arts. And as an artist, I'm an artist first, you know. And for me, it was important to make sure that artists are seen, recognized, and celebrated, especially artists that are in marginalized communities, especially if we're not in a huge entertainment hub like the LA or the New York or the Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, what about people who live in the Allentowns? you know, like, how do we still feel like we're at the Grammys? How do we still feel like we're at the major film festivals and a major entertainment hub? So for me, I'm like, you know what? I am from New York, but let me bring that to us. You know, let me see how I can build that here where I don't have to go all the way to LA or Atlanta when I want to feel celebrated for being an artist.
Was there a moment that sparked the Innistar in you where you said, just in your story, it was so well told how you kind of got here, but was there one moment in time that said, I'm going to have to be the one to do this?
You know, for me, I just got tired of traveling just to, like, different film festivals. It started with me just wanting a film festival.
Mm.
But I'm like, okay, Allentown, the Lehigh Valley, we're not really, I don't know if much film's happening here. So I'm like, let me not just focus on just film just yet. Let me see how I can broaden it where we can do multiple sectors of the arts.
Yeah.
So we are doing not just filmmakers, but, you know, influencers, actors, models, you know, fashion, visual artists, dancers, you know, singers. So we just try to tap into as much, you know, of their creatives as much as possible.
That's great. So I'm a little biased. I know Innistar, right? Been behind the scenes. So let's talk a little bit more because I think it's so important that people who are listening and tuning in who have any kind of creative gifting or desire to know that there's a space for them that on their way to the Grammys, to the Oscars, right? There's the Grammys and the Oscars started small. They started with a dream and a vision. And to me, that's what Innistar represents. It's being able to be acknowledged in what people are doing well, right? Without having to wait for the larger platforms or stages.
Yes.
And there's an encouragement, there's an uplifting, there's a gathering. There's just so, it's so special when it happens. So can you talk a little bit more about what that experience is and what the program of Innistar is really doing right now?
Absolutely. When God gave me the vision of Innistar, it wasn't just an award show here in the Valley, right? He says a global impact.
Mm.
So for me, it's like, okay, how can I use the arts to heal and empower globally? And it just, God just started to put it and just align my order and my steps. So back in 2019, I went to Nigeria with, it all started from my book, Love After.
Mm.
And then God just started to have me empowering the youths, empowering teens at different schools and speaking in different countries. So my book took me to Nigeria, you know, the Caribbean, Canada. And even with my films, I traveled and God is like, now do that with Innistar.
Mm.
So, you know, so now I do arts programming.
Yep.
One of them is Glow Confidence program that we teach on-camera confidence, public speaking, just showing up confidently, how to take up space on purpose, you know, and not dim your light for anyone. Tap into your inner star, you know, and also our filmmaking program. So we do that here locally. As of now, we haven't taken the filmmaking out of the country yet because, you know, not everyone have cameras and resources. So we're building towards that where I can now hopefully be able to ship cameras to where these students are so they can create their own film.
Amazing.
You know, so right now we just do it here in the Lehigh Valley at Allen and Trextertown and soon CASA. And for now that's what we have, but not just working with the teens for programming, but also seniors. So I call them our our glam inner star squad.
Okay. You know,
so it's for our seniors at 60 years and older. Just teaching them the glow confidence, how to find their identity, because when they're retirees and they're grandmas, and it's like, okay, who am I now?
Yeah.
You know, what do I sink my teeth into? What is my identity now here at 60, at 70, at 80? They don't know. And they feel overlooked and forgotten. When I speak to them, some of them is really, really emotional because they're like, no one checks on me. Like, you know, they only check on me when they want to drop off the grandkids, you know, so they just feel overlooked. And that was inspired by my grandmother, Lucilla Jackson, who was 98. And, you know, so I created the Glow Confidence for seniors on the behalf of her.
Oh, my gosh. What an amazing way to honor your legacy.
Yeah.
Right. As you are working so hard to build a legacy. And so, okay. So leading up to the big event. The big event here in the Valley, the only of its kind. Let's talk a little bit about that and what the InnerStar Awards is really about and why you continue to have it here in the Valley.
Absolutely. You know, it's really celebrating our creatives, not just, you know, adults, but also our rising trailblazers. You know, to seeing those babies on the stage last year collecting their awards, shining, gleaming with such, you know, just it was so powerful. And just they're giving their acceptance speech, and they were like, I want to thank my agents and my mom and my teachers. And I'm like, it's so beautiful. But they are still talking to me on my inbox about they cannot wait for InnerStar.
Oh, wow.
So it's just so beautiful, you know, and it's just, we it's the home of the creatives, you know, where our motto is to dream big, dream bold, and to dream endless. And it just starts with just this award show, one award at a time, just changing people's lives as a little nudge to keep going.
Yeah.
You know, even people that's been in the business and being artists, has been artists for decades, and they're like crying to me, like, this is the first time I've ever gotten an award.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever been acknowledged or even nominated. Like, even if I don't win, just to be nominated for my creativity, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like even, it's mind blowing. So that to me was a reminder, like, I'm heading in the right direction and I'm doing the right thing. Keep going.
So when is the InnerStar Awards this year? When will that be?
It's going to be on Saturday, October 18th at the Archer Music Hall.
Archer Music Hall. Okay, amazing.
So this is the year of expansion, and I'm like, God, how? I'm like, what do you mean? He just like, you gotta elevate.
Mm.
So when he made it where he made it for us to be at Archer Music Hall, I was like, okay, I'm going to step out on faith.
Yeah.
If he gave me the vision, he already made the provision. So he going to know where the funding is coming from.
Wow. I love that.
I'm excited for, you know, where this is taking us. I think it's definitely going to elevate InnerStar on a whole different level and give us the Oscar feeling of just having it as a gala.
Sure.
So, you know, while the show is going on, the dinner is happening at the same time. It's definitely going to elevate the whole entire experience. So I'm excited about that.
There is an award show that does that, the Golden Globes. Is that what it is, where they're seated and they have dinner at the same time, right? So it is a very fancy, very elegant experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, I'm sure you're going to get lots of support after the show comes out.
Thank you.
Do you need volunteers? How can we as a community support you if we want to get involved with InnerStar?
Absolutely. We're always looking for sponsorship. We're always looking even for donation. We are a 501c3 organization, so it can help you with taxes. But also, if you want to say, hey, I want to sponsor some students to come to this event, to be a part of this, to be in the room. room. Sometimes how I've gotten to where I am today is being in the right room at the right time.
Yeah.
Because you don't know who is going to be in the room. You don't know who is getting honored. You don't know just who you're going to be sitting at the table with.
Yeah.
Having dinner and conversating. That could be the next person who you're doing a business deal with, or who's going to collaborate with you on a creative endeavor. You just never know who's going to be in the room. It's good to be there. So for me, it's getting those students, college students, high school students, get them out, get them in the room, especially if you're in the arts, you're in theater, you're in media, get in the room, be in the room. So for me, it's just trying to get those students sponsored.
And I love that, because we often say, you know, we need a seat at the table. But yeah. How do you get to the table? You got to get in the room,
yeah.
Right? And how do you get in the room if you're not invited?
Mm-hmm.
So who have been some of the folks in your world, in your community, that have helped to get you into those rooms?
Oh, man, so many people have played a huge role. But if I had to really pinpoint, and please, oh, God, I don't want to say offend anyone, but one person that I have to give their flowers to is Antoine Allen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he really helped me, really show me the ropes and saying, hey, this is what you have to do. Create your own table. The food tastes so much better at your own table.
I love that.
The flavoring, your control, yes, of how high you want to put the fire.
Mm.
You're in control of what seasoning you want to add. You know, you're in control of who you even want to invite to the table.
Wow.
Hello?
Wow.
You know, so he said, stop trying to join everybody else's table. It's okay if they invite you, but get used to trying to create opportunities for not just you, but for others. So that's what started me into film production. I'm an actor first.
Right.
You know, so just knocking on the doors, auditioning. Sometimes I'm coming home from work and I'm auditioning at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. and have to pop back up at 6 to get my kids to school. And I just got tired. And I'm not going to stop, because that comes with the territory. But he's like, Jacinth, create your own movie.
Hmm.
I was like, I don't have the money to create no movie, boy. Hello?
Which is usually an immediate response. I can't.
Yeah, right.
And you got to get that out of the way.
Get that out the way. If you put your mind to something and you just have the faith of a mustard seed and do it, I promise you the right people will fall in right in your lane,
yeah,
at the right time. And that's exactly what happened to me.
Yeah.
When I got my house 2 years ago, I took a loan out. I took a home equity loan out for $25,000 to do my TV pilot, my Love After TV pilot. And I was devastated because it got into some film festival. We won some awards, but that just wasn't good enough. I wanted a deal. And, you know, I didn't get picked up.
Wow.
You know, so Antoine was just like, Jacinth, simplify it. Find a niche. Make it faith-based, holiday, horror, sci-fi, whatever you have to do, because it's hard to sell drama. If you don't have major names attached to it, which is more money, more expensive budget, it's going to be harder to sell. Scale it back, narrow in on your niche. So I said, even though I don't really like holidays like that, I'll do a Christmas film. It's easier to do Christmas than horror, because, you know, so I was just like, so that's where the name Love After Holidays come from.
Wow.
And I started working on the script, you know, because I wasn't getting anywhere with the TV series. And I did the script, and one of my friend, Gary, who was an attorney, you know, was calling me, checking on me. How you doing? What you got going on right now, sis? And I told him, I said, I'm trying to get this movie picked up. He said, how much you need? At that time, I was just like, you know, like $80,000. He was like, oh, that's it? I was like, yeah, it'll be a micro low budget, because I just want to get it out there. And he was just like, let me make some calls, because some of my clients, they're looking at ways to diversify their, you know, their portfolio. And he got on a call. We got on a call with one of our investors. And one meeting on Zoom, the second meeting was in person at their house, they wrote the check on the spot.
Whoa. Okay.
On the spot.
I actually need you to stop right there. And I need everyone to just do what you got to do. Stretch. Don't go too far, because you got to come back to hear part two, Ms. Jacinth Headlam. I'm Lindsay Watson. This is Influence Unplugged. We'll be right back.
WDIY has been broadcasting in the Lehigh Valley and beyond for 30 years, providing news.
These planes were hijacked.
The Bethlehem Steel Corporation will end its steelmaking production in Bethlehem.
We hope that you enjoyed hearing from the Dalai Lama.
Local public affairs.
As I say, it's a race of interest.
What we're experiencing today will later on be studied.
And music.
My name is Janice Ian.
Our guest, Lake Street Dive.
In a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Petey Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary.
WDIY, since 1995.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Lindsay Watson, and this is Influence Unplugged. We are returning for part two of our conversation with the amazing trailblazer, Jacinth Headlam. She was getting into a lot of great details as to her journey, which, Jacinth, I just want to say thank you. I know you're going to continue to talk, but really this space is for stories to be told and for people to understand the who behind all the what's.
Thank you.
And so thank you. So please continue. You had just said a check on the spot, and then we took a break.
Come on, somebody. Yes. We got to give that a praise break.
Yes, always.
You know, so I'm just grateful. You know, they believed in my why. They believed in the story. And then Anton was there with me to, you know, pretty much letting them know, hey, I've gotten my project picked up by a network before. You know, definitely take a chance on her. Take a chance on this.
Yeah.
And did we get a deal right away? No, because then the strike happened.
Oh, my goodness. That's right. And that was a fairly lengthy strike, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. It messed up everything. I even know other filmmakers that their stuff went under. It messed up everything. And I was like, the people that told us yes then turned around and said no. Mm. And we're like, what are we going to do? We were getting ready to just go with another distribution company that was going to give us international distribution. And domestically, we were going to be on Tubi and just get great marketing budget going and just really just ride the numbers up so we can get the good payout. But it's pretty much clicks, you know. And the day that we were going to sign the contract for the lady, and she was haunting us. Oh hey, goodness. And she already started working, like sending stuff out, and we didn't even get the contract back to her yet. I'm like, lady, it haven't even been a week. And that's the day that we heard back from BET. Hey, are you guys still shopping this around? Is this title still available? And we almost fell out like, yes, it is. Or is this like,
yes, BET.
Yes.
Hello.
They was like, oh, we would love to talk with you guys about getting it picked up. And we signed a 4-year deal, licensing deal with BET, and it will be out this holiday, 2025.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. Congratulations to you and your team. This is amazing news, and I'm so thankful you're able to share it with us. So
thank you.
Let's talk about Love After Holidays. What is the movie about? You know, how can we stream it, get access, and how can we support once it comes out?
Absolutely. So I know we know it's going to be in December 2025.
Okay.
I think they're talking around December 1st, but that usually, all those release dates usually go out around like June, July. So once they send it out, I'm going to send it out to you guys so
yes.
you guys can really broadcast it. But I do want to have a Lehigh Valley premiere of it. So I was thinking of maybe having it the Friday before Innistar so it can just be a whole week of festivities.
Yes.
So probably that Friday, just having like a viewing of it and probably just having a couple of my student short films that's a part of the Innistar program. Have it showcased as well before mine as the prelude.
Wow, yeah. This is amazing.
So they can get their dressed up in their red carpet and come out and, you
yes.
know. It's not about me. It's about the future filmmakers. So I love it.
And so we'll be able to celebrate them and you
yeah.
and all the work that you all have done.
Yeah.
What's the movie about?
You know, it's about love after holidays. And it's around the holidays, it's not always rainbows and jingle bells for everybody.
Right.
I wanted to change the narrative and really showcase during the holidays, there are people who are suffering, depressed, suicidal, on their face, like down, out for the count.
Yeah.
That was me.
Mm.
That was me, especially around my divorce. And I remember back in 2017 to back 2018 and I not having my kids for the holidays because they're with their father and, you know, it was the worst time of my life ever. And that's when I remember early when I said I don't like holidays, that was why. Yes, that was why. And now I kind of do because I love after holidays. But that's one of the reasons I didn't want to do a holiday film. I fought Anton on that, actually.
Wow. So all
yes.
the personal reasons.
Yeah.
You still decided, one, you had to pivot.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that, right? You
mm-hmm.
had to pivot because the drama category was too broad.
Yeah.
Right? So Antoine said you need to find a niche, and you're thinking anything but holidays.
Please.
But holidays was the space for you to pour your pain
yeah.
into a script,
mm-hmm.
right? To pivot your story and now share it with, as you said, so many folks. So
yeah.
holidays is not a cheery time or a time of celebration.
No.
Some people just want to skip right past, right? There's heartache, there's loss, there's grief, there's just so much.
So much.
There's so much. And we put a lot of pressure on ourselves, especially in this country.
And that's the time when everybody is booed up. That's the time where everybody is with their family and loved ones. And for me, I was like on my face.
Yeah.
By myself in my four walls of my room.
Yeah.
Just can't wait for this holiday to be done.
Right.
And can't wait to get my kids after the holiday, you know? So, yeah. So I wanted to showcase that. So the talk show, Janine, you know, Lawrence going through a divorce like I was and not having custody of her daughter and, you know, just going through all the things and just not liking the holiday. And even though it turned around for her at the end, I really wanted to showcase that. And also I wanted to showcase all the fathers in a good light.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes we feel like a lot of guys out here, you know, it's always the father who are the deadbeats or the father. And I wanted to really take this time to showcase and really highlight the great dads out here.
Good.
Like sometimes the women don't have it all the way together.
No.
You know, my character Janine in the movie was a hot mess.
Well, it's a balanced description, right?
Yeah, so she had a lot going on and she was a functional alcoholic because she couldn't deal with all her stuff. And she was also a talk show host. So she was wrestling a lot.
Wow.
To really just, you know, keep up with the narrative, keep up with society and keep up with the gram.
Yeah.
To keep her job. Wow. You know, while she was rising in her career, but her home and her marriage was flunking. So it really shows so many different messages in that movie. I can't wait for you guys to see it.
And I love how you poured your pain out and then continue the narrative.
Yeah.
And I think that's the beauty of a good creative. You can get the inspiration, some from your life, from people around you, but you can tell a story. It doesn't have to be a pure biography, right? It could just be inspired by, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so excited. I really look forward to this premiere.
Thank you.
The weekend is going to be a celebration of creatives when you have the viewing and then also having your kids being able to showcase their movies and get it, you know, networking and giving them the space to really start to build relationships.
Yeah.
I think that that's a huge part of what you're doing here in this community. And
thank
we
you.
Acknowledge and we appreciate you for
thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so we've covered a couple things in the star. We've covered you're an actor first, right? We've covered the production. We've talked a little bit more about the why behind the movie and how you've gotten the licensing. You mentioned a book.
Yeah.
And I know there are some things going on. You're interviewing with, well, internationally, really. You were just interviewed on Fox. And so can we talk just a little bit of a pivot, but let's talk specifically about the book and kind of what you're doing in the press right now.
Absolutely. I'm going to be launching the deluxe edition for Love After, where my foreword is with Leah Valencia Key, who is such an amazing, beautiful soul. This amazing woman went from being homeless to now being broadcasted on QVC in hundreds of millions of homes.
Wow.
You know, so that's my sissy. And I was just like, girl, I would love for you to shine light on your journey and your Love After moment and movement and do my forward. And she did it in no time and got it back to me like one day.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
I love her for that. And just, you know, really see how I can really make the book better and add more juice to it. So that's why this is the deluxe edition that I want to just put it out in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I know that the movie coming out on BT is going to bring more traffic to the book. And I want to make sure that it's something that I'm proud of, because I don't think I was 100% proud of the first one. But I'm like, I did it.
I got it done.
But it was one of those things that I'm a first time author. But now looking back, I'm like, I found so many mistakes. So now I can go back and do it right. So God would just like do a deluxe edition. So that's what I'm doing. And also I have my next book that will be coming out over the summertime as well. And my son's children's book on anti-bullying.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Well, please talk a little bit about that. That book sounds amazing as well.
Oh, my son's book, Power Tale. My son was bullied in middle school, even in elementary school. And he's a sweet, if you meet Jaden, Jaden is such a sweet kid. But I don't know why he just always dealt with bullying. Mm. And one of the last straw for me, I almost lost my mind, was when he came home with a gash on his forehead.
Wow.
Because these two twin brothers pushed his head into the school bus window. And there was another time he came home, his back was scratched up because someone was dragging him on a concrete floor when they was fighting. You know, so It's just, and I was like, Jaden, you have a story to tell. This is a big thing of kids getting bullied. Why don't you tell your story through books? Because he don't like to speak.
Okay.
So I said, do it through books, the media. So he wrote Power Tales, and he always been obsessed with dinosaurs. I said, use dinosaurs. So, yeah, so that'll be coming out soon. So, and then, you know, hopefully he'll do some little tours, and hopefully he can come here and speak about it.
Oh, how cool
And talk
would
to
that
some
be?
Schools and, you know, try to see if we can set up some kind of segment around bullying where kids can really speak out about their experience. Because a lot of kids don't talk about it.
Yeah.
And some kids are suicidal because of it, you know. So I'm hoping that will be its own movement.
Yeah, absolutely. It will. And I think the fact that you were able to introduce to your son, Sweetie Pie now, is what we'll call him, you were able to introduce to him a way to communicate, right? And that's the beauty of just having a voice.
Yeah.
We have a voice, but there's so many different ways we can use it, right? And there's so many different ways to tell our stories.
Yeah.
I'm a dino fan myself, so I will be getting the book. I cannot wait.
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing that. And we absolutely will continue to support you and your family and your journey. Where can we find you online? How can we follow you and support you on social media?
Absolutely. Look, I'm Googleable. So if you type in my name, Jacinth Headlam, I promise you everything will come up, you know. But I'm always on Instagram. So I am J-A-C-I-N-T-H. Not I am, it's I'm. I'm Jacinth. On Facebook is Jacinth S-U. Or you can just, you know, www.iamjacinth.com. It goes to everything. But also if you want any updates on Innastar, it's INNASTAR.org. And it will take you to the Instagram, Facebook. We try to do everything, you know, update the website so you guys can have all the things, all the updates. But we do want to start our nomination process earlier and drag it out longer. So we don't want to hear, I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to make sure we keep it longer.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to stretch out a little bit longer, at least a month, where if you need to nominate your uncles and your nieces and nephews and your sons and your daughters, you have time to nominate. So that's going to be going out in 2 weeks.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
So, and that way that takes us into the summertime. So any students, college students, at least it's going on while everyone is still in school. Yeah.
This is great. So you're here in the Lehigh Valley, and I know that things are expanding for you internationally. What keeps you here with your family? You could live anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
What keeps you here in the Lehigh Valley?
My kids.
Hmm.
Until they turn 18. The minute they turn 18, hello, I'm out. See, I have my kids every other week.
Okay.
So I switch, you know, I go back and forth with their dad. So I have 1 week on, 1 week off. So a lot of people see me travel a lot because that's the week I don't have my kids.
Ah, that makes sense. I say, how does she do it? You know, and I will say personally, you're such an inspiration to me. I look up to you in so many ways because thank you. I see you doing amazing things, but it all is connected from the outside looking in. And I do wonder, how can she do all that? How do you do it? You know, and you've shared, you know, so much of your journey here, which I appreciate because I'm hopeful that when folks tune in that they'll be able to hear, oh, she took a second mortgage out on her house for a certain amount of money. Oh, it cost this much to do a movie.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about these things,
right?
We celebrate when we see it happen, but the journey is so important.
Mm-hmm.
People need to understand, how do you unplug? How do you unwrap what the process is?
Mm-hmm.
Because if I know someone who wants to do it, now I can say to them, okay, you need to look at this much money, or do you have funding? Do you have an attorney? Do you have this and that?
Yeah.
All in just a half an hour, you have shared so much. And so I look up to you. I just want to acknowledge you for your vulnerability and being so willing and open to share your journey.
Thank you. Absolutely. I always tell people I'm an open book, literally. And figuratively.
Yeah. And a another new open book coming soon. So
thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. We are so excited for you and your journey. We thank you for sharing your light with us here in the Lehigh Valley and for joining us tonight on Influence Unplugged.
Thanks for having me. This is lit.
Yay. You hear that, Lehigh Valley? Yes. So I am Lindsay Watson, your host. This is Influence Unplugged, and we'll see you again soon.